entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 132. I'm Ruben. Here, sitting around this microphone here, is Eric Troyer. It's good to have you here, Eric.
Yes, good to be back.
Theodore is also here.
Hello.
And via Skype, we've got Leighton. Leighton.
Hi. It's Sunday, April 17th, 2016.
You were just bemoaning us, Leighton, that we have to get this podcast over with so you can go and socialize with people out there.
Yep, that's right.
Now, I know it's important. Socializing is fun and important, but you sound more anxious and about it than normal.
It's mainly because right now it's like a really gorgeous day down here in sunny Arkansas, and I hate to waste the day, Ruben.
Well, it's pretty nice here too, so.
But you don't have mountains and rivers.
We've got highways and motorcycles.
Well, I mean, those are good things too.
Actually, it has been beautiful here in Indiana, and we've been outside quite a bit, to be honest, more than normal. Not your kind of normal, but for our kind of northern Indiana normal, we've been outside.
Yeah, haven't gone hiking. We do normal stuff outside.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We wanted to talk about a few different topics today. The one was that we had a volleyball tournament at Sandy Ridge.
The annual fundraising.
Yeah, tournament. It's a fundraiser. And
what was the cause?
The cause is to send Sandy Ridge youth on a mission trip.
It's very selfish.
That's a good cause, though.
And I was there from the beginning, the very first one I was a part of, and then I hadn't been part of it last year, and maybe not the past few years, but. I was asked to be on a team, and I agreed, and Eric was also on it. He agreed to help as well.
It was very strange. I actually paid money to play volleyball. It was very strange.
I mean, going into it, I knew that we were not a good team.
Right.
We hadn't practiced. In fact, that was one of...
And to be clear, it was probably at least 2 years since I've played volleyball. So apparently, it's like riding a bike.
Eric, if it's been 2 years since you played volleyball... Are you really Mennonite?
It is a strange, yeah, it is very, it's a strange feeling to be disconnected from volleyball.
But I was saying we weren't going to be a good team. We knew that. I didn't expect to win any games, and of course we didn't. But I did expect, to at one point lead in a match.
Right, that was my goal. If we had a lead, I would consider it a success, yeah.
Even if it would have been the first serve of the game.
But we should also tell people, Kyle was on the team, so expectations were very low.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. So you basically just donated money to stand around on a court.
Pretty much.
Everyone in our bracket or
division
was very fortunate. They got,
Yeah.
That's good.
But I couldn't, talking about the actual game, I couldn't believe how hard the volleyballs are. My arms were sore just from bumping. Like,
it's like these volleyballs are on performance-enhancing drugs.
It was crazy. I do not remember this from my...
I don't either. My forearm was legitimately sore the next day. What brown?
Hey,
it wasn't bruised. It wasn't bruised, but it just felt like is it called a rattlesnake when you twist your arm in opposite
directions? It's a snake
Indian
bite.
Burn, which is probably not politically correct anymore.
An Indian burn. That's what it felt like a day later. It felt like that had happened.
And I was pretty sore on Sunday, but then the rest of the week, I'm not sure how sore I was because I just kept popping pills, so it was hard to tell how I actually felt.
Between the morphine, I just didn't know.
So, Leighton, you guys play a lot of volleyball down in Hillcrest, is that right?
Yeah, every Friday night. Most Friday nights. Sometimes we switch it up and play softball.
But it's only once a week? That I'm surprised.
Well, yeah. It's been cold. I mean, it's been cold here, and so we're just now getting into, like, where it's warm enough that we can play out here on the courts here at Hillcrest. So, yeah.
I did notice there wasn't a team from Berea, so now that you're more into volleyball, is that something you're going to change when you come back?
I wouldn't say that I'm more into volleyball.
It has turned you off, or what?
No, I'm just saying, like, my stance on volleyball has not changed.
What was your stance previous to Hillcrest?
Previous to Hillcrest, my stance was, I will play if I must. But that's it.
That's my softball stance.
Yeah. Do you enjoy softball then, Layton?
No, I'm terrible at softball. But, I mean, I don't know. I think I enjoy volleyball more than softball just because I can talk more when I'm on volleyball. I can shoot these and, you know, say my witty one-liners to somebody. You know, when you're standing out in outfield like I always play in softball, it's hard to shout out.
You mean right field?
Right field, I'm guessing.
Well, it was more center right.
Short center
field. Yeah.
Are you like the fourth person they put out there when they don't think all the positions are filled, but they have like extra people?
Exactly. Yes. And it's hard. My voice gets hoarse shouting out all my one-liners to the rest of the team. So it doesn't work as well.
Yeah, I agree. I would rather play volleyball.
Yeah. Hey. So, like, you guys didn't win any games, but did you raise a significant amount of funds?
We did. I think the number was, Theodore, you should know better than me. I'm thinking it was $2,000, maybe $3,000 that was raised.
I don't think it was $3,000.
Here, I know it was more than $1,000 and less than $4,000.
I've always said if people want to get serious about raising money in a volleyball tournament, they've got to allow them to start betting on the games.
That is true. That's what really boosted college football and sports in general.
Yeah, that would really, you know, probably double, triple the, you know, the revenue.
Eric, did you notice anything interesting about just some of the team makeup, the teams that went that were there?
Yeah, a few. It was kind of interesting watching the teams, like some of the mid-level to upper teams, because you can tell they all kind of fit together well, but then some of them it seemed like the sixth person. Like, they had trouble finding a person to complete the team. So, I don't know for sure, but it seemed like normally this person wouldn't be on the team.
Yeah.
Just from watching. That was just from an observation.
And pretty much our team was made up of those six players.
Like, people that would never get picked in gym class.
Yeah.
That
was our team.
Yeah. And not to be unfair, the women were better than the guys.
Our team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Because they...
I mean, if you averaged out with Kyle...
Were the women blocking spikes?
No, they didn't block any spikes.
Oh, okay.
But I agree. I think you're right. It did seem that some of the teams had a sixth person, sometimes a guy, sometimes a girl, that just didn't totally fit with the rest of the team. And I kind of thought maybe it was just relation.
Oh, okay. Do you think that your team was made up of the people that would complete a team? Like,
That's true.
Were all the sixth people picked.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking of it that way, but that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, well, enough about the volleyball tournament. Layton, have you been on any more camping trips or any stories from Hillcrest?
Yeah. I recently just came off night duty, and that's always a difficult time because you have to work a full shift. So you start at 10 o'clock and go to 8 o'clock. You start at 10 o'clock at night, work until 8 o'clock in the morning, and then you start your day off. Like, and you don't want to sleep or else you won't be able to start sleeping during the nighttime.
To break the cycle.
Exactly. So you have to tough it out. And I tell you what, this time I toughed it out. All right? I kid you not.
So how many hours were you awake at one straight?
All right. So I woke up at 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. All right? That's when I woke up. I stayed up. I wake up at... five. What did we do that afternoon? We played some ping pong. I've really gotten into ping pong the last couple months. Oh my word, you guys! Oh, you guys need to see me.
I can see. I mean, it's like miniature tennis, so I mean, it definitely would fit your skill set.
You know what I should do? I should have someone record me and my best friend Ty. Me and him.
Best friend.
Well, I mean, we're probably like out of all the guys, I'm probably closest to him.
Okay, so you're still holding
best your
best Hillcrest friend.
He's coming over here right now. He's gonna open the door and he's gonna do something. Oh, sick.
Layton, are you being violated?
No. I'm fine. Okay, so anyways. So I get up at 5. I think we had, what did we have Wednesday evening? We had a free night. I think we might have gone hiking. That's right, because we pushed off doing the podcast. I think something like that. Anyways, stayed up, started the shift at 10 o'clock at night. I trained in the new guy, Doug, taught him how to do everything. So that was good. And then get off of work at 8 the next Thursday morning.
Okay.
And then we load up the canoes, and by 9:30, we are headed out from Hillcrest and headed towards the Buffalo River. I'm trying to remember where we... Okay, there's a campground called the Ozark Campground, and we launch off from there, and we get there around 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, but the thing about canoeing is you have to take two vehicles. You have to have the one vehicle at your starting point and another vehicle at your ending point.
Yeah. So that way you don't have to paddle upstream.
Yeah, that doesn't work very well. And what we were going to do a 13 mile canoe trip.
Layton, didn't you learn your lesson from your previous 10 mile trip, canoe trip?
Yes, but you know, the dude that I was off with, Travis, he is an ambitious fellow. And you know what? Good on him. You know, it's great that he has that kind of motivation. He wanted to, oh yeah, we're gonna do this. And I was, you know what? Let's do it. So I wasn't sure.
And this was a week after your 10-mile canoe trip, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I feel like I suddenly transitioned into, like, talking like Donald Trump talks. Like, you notice I'm speaking in random phrases, you know, and... we drop off the canoes and all the food at our starting point. We go to our ending point, and... We park the truck, the trailer, whatever, there at our ending point, and then we drive all the way back to our starting point, and we head off down the river, and it's great. It's a gorgeous day. The river was a little bit low. We got stuck at some spots, and I needed to do a public apology to the girl that was in the canoe with me.
Because, is this your public apology?
Yes, right okay. Here. And I have apologized. I've done a private apology several times to her. But, you know, after being at that point, you know, at 11 o'clock, I would have been up for 17 hours. I think 17, 18 hours, somewhere in there.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm delirious at that point, and I couldn't.
That's one reason we had wanted you to be on the podcast after your switchover. Because we wanted you to be a little delirious.
I was. It was bad. I was extra loud. And you know, I was sitting in the back of the canoe. And everybody knows, when you're sitting in the back of the canoe, you're kind of in charge of steering. And half the time, our canoe was pointed towards shore. Like, it was bad.
Was it just you and another girl in your canoe?
Yes. And, yeah, her name's Sherry. I feel so bad for her. Because...
Did you have to save this one too?
No. Thankfully, you know, in spite of my not, you know, steering at all, we actually never flipped. Now, there were a few times we're like, hey, it's looking pretty rough coming up here. So we would actually just like, all right, let's just paddle to shore and just carry the canoe down manually. Like, there's no way that this is going to end well, especially in the state that I was in. And she was like, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Now, is that what the other people did too, or did they keep on going through the turbulent waters?
They went through the turbulent waters. They were much more cognitive and dexterous.
I'm not sure that's the word you want.
Okay, They were just better at life at that point. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, me, I was just kind of, you know, every once in a while I'd paddle a little bit. And there was at one point, like three quarters of the way in, like I kind of actually figured out how to steer again. Like I had a flashback and just like a moment of clarity. And Sherry was actually surprised. She's like, oh my word, Lane, you're actually steering. Like, whoa, you're actually controlling where we're going.
So Lane,
we're pointed downstream.
How did you guys decide who would go with who in the canoes? I mean, did she just draw the short straw and have to go with you?
Was everyone fighting to go in your canoe since the last trip? Did they feel safe with you?
Okay, well, what happened was when we got back from getting the vehicles to where they need to be before we launched off.
Yeah.
When we got back, I needed to use the bathroom. So I went and got the bathroom. And when I came back to the place that we're going to launch from, they had already decided everything. So I don't know how the debate went or if there was a debate.
So they waited until you were gone to decide who
exactly.
Was who.
It's like, all right, who's going with Layton? I don't know. We're going to have to vote someone off the island. But it ended up, everything went fine. Nobody got hurt. And I actually got a 5-hour energy on the way up to the place that we're going to launch from. I stopped in at a gas station and got a 5-hour energy because I knew that there was no way I was going to be able to survive the whole trip with only water and food. You know, especially after you eat lunch, you feel that food just sitting in your stomach.
Starts
dragging
you down.
Yeah. So anyways, we get back safely. Everything's fine. I did sleep on the way back from like where we finished up. So that was probably an hour of sleep right there. So I slept for an hour, but we got back around 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like that in the afternoon. And then from there, I played ping pong for quite a while with some of the guys on first floor. And then, that evening there was a kind of a social night. We had a big bonfire. We did ultimate frisbee, and you know me, I was running around playing my heart out, just really cheering people on, not knowing who's on my team, who isn't on my team, because I'm so delirious. People had to quiet me down, wrestle me to the floor. It's like, yeah, it was bad.
I know when you said that you were louder than normal, and I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah, it was so bad. Oh. I probably made a fool of myself, but I ended up, staying up. And then once we got back to the dorm, we were having a really great time with the guys after the bonfire and everything. We were swapping jokes, having a really good time. And then I ended up staying up until 1 o'clock Friday morning.
Wait, like, why?
I don't know. I was having such a great time. it was ridiculous. And then I slept for about 12 hours straight. And then I started my shift at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon. So I stayed up until Friday morning at 1 a.m. And then slept until 1 p.m. Friday afternoon. But yeah, it was quite a day.
So you're back on. I mean, you feel good now. You're back here. The daylight hours.
Yes.
Hey, since Eric is here, did everything work well with your replacement parts for your?
Yes.
Stereo.
I'm sitting in my car right now, and I have the AC going.
Nice. So you just had everything just plugged in.
Relishing
it.
Worked. Oh. What's up, Tyler? How long are we gonna be at, guys? 20 minutes?
Yeah, we can cut it to 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 more minutes, maybe.
You going to the bathroom with
this? Sure. Okay. I guess we're going pontooning. All right.
On a pontoon.
Yep.
All right, we took a little break, got some coffee, and Leighton, there's been some development with you as far as the amount of time you'll be at Hillcrest, and you've kind of told us about it a few weeks ago, but you've kind of been keeping it hush-hush, and now Eric,
parents started
telling people that you're going to be teaching school there for 2 years, so what is the truth, and pretty much that's it. What is the truth?
The truth is I have not given my answer yet, and that is because I want to see a typical day at the school to see how everything is ran and just to see how it is.
Okay, and so and you were asked, okay, right now you're not a nurse, but what are you called? A CNA?
Yeah, certified nurse's aide.
You're a CNA at Hillcrest helping elderly people in the nursing home, but then the Hillcrest asked you to be principal at their school for 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. So you're still trying to figure it out. Okay.
You go from sending people out of the world to sending people into the world.
Right.
Is that how you view the nursing home, Theodore?
I prefer not to call it sending them out of the world. I prefer to call it welcoming them into the afterlife.
You try to make their stay as long as possible, right?
Exactly. But, I'm just still trying to feel it out.
Now, is there a timetable? Is there like a certain date by which you have to know for sure?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice. They must be pretty desperate.
I don't know. Well, yeah, they must be pretty desperate if they asked me.
I do think you do a great job, but I also, would like to see you come home.
Yeah, for the record, you would be a great teacher. So.
And there's some teaching opportunities. You actually think that? There's some teaching opportunities right here in Northern Indiana.
Ruben, let's be honest here. I am not the most organized person ever. Know that.
My organization I do think is important for a teacher. However, probably what's more important is being able to get or demand the respect from the students and to have a relationship with them. And I think both of those things you would be great at. Both of those are natural to you.
Right. Yeah. I'm not worried about building a relationship with the students. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the parents. Hey, are you just having a good time at the school with our kids all day? They're supposed to be learning things. What? And what's this here I hear about French press? What is that?
Speaking of which, an example of flack. You know how we talked on the last episode, or maybe this one before, when Mr. Day was talking about April Fool's Day, and the teachers, did a whole lot of stuff. Well, I guess some of the parents did raise a little bit of a stink about that.
Yeah.
So.
Parents are just annoying when they make a ruckus about things that go on in school that aren't...
I mean, when they're involved in school.
I am telling you.
Yeah, parents should not be involved in their children's lives.
There are two things that bring out the worst in people. Number one is money, and number two is their kids. I'm telling you. And rightfully so. Those are two things that you do need to be concerned about in life. And those are two things that are very precious to parents. And yeah, that is what really frightens me about a teaching job. Ugh.
Okay. All right. I think, I don't have any more questions about that. Anything from you guys?
Not yet. I don't think I have any more.
Okay. I don't have a tech tip for you guys today.
You don't?
I don't.
What? Does Theodore have it? Where is it from?
Do you?
Well, did I talk about doozy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then no.
Okay.
And I have no news stories today.
Yes, but there is good news. You might be surprised to hear Eric's voice on the podcast. But
yeah. Or disappointed.
Or disappointed. Either way, he's going to be back on the podcast on a more regular basis. He'll be handling news stories. And every once in a while, I want to ask you something about mechanical stuff.
He's back to the news guy. He's the news guy again.
Yeah, well, we never really... We never really had a news guy replacement for Eric.
Right. Well, welcome back, Eric. You know, it's been a long time coming. I'm glad to see you back in the game.
Yeah, Ruben agreed to my terms and conditions, so I'm back.
Does it come with health benefits?
Unfortunately not, no.
Okay, I was going to say, because I wasn't able to get any. So, he for sure, and I'm more consistent than Eric is.
What episode number is this?
This is episode 132.
So I've only missed like 118 episodes or 120.
Actually, Ruben, it's 133. You didn't upload 132.
Oh, that's right. This is episode 133.
Wait. The last one we did isn't on air either?
It isn't, but...
It will be by the time they hear it.
By the time you're listening to this, you will see it.
Oh, my.
Do people know this is like a 3-hour show that we just cut down? We could just like eliminate all the boring stuff.
There's just so much content that's spewing out of our mouths.
But seriously, with Eric coming back on board, we were doing some brainstorming for like some fun segments. And so we are going to be introducing those slowly over the next few months. Or years.
Next year, buddy. All
right, Layton, I don't have anything else. Eric, you have anything else? Theodore? Layton, what is our word of the week?
Word of the week. Oh, there's actually one thing I forgot to mention. And it has to do with my iPhone. So, in the course of the canoe trip, I had my iPhone in a dry bag since it worked so well last time. And it did. Saved, you know, when our canoe tipped over on the last canoe trip that I went on. The dry bags kept it safe. But this time, the dry bag did keep it dry. But, alas, something happened, I don't know, in the course of the dry bag jostling around and the heat for it, my iPhone screen cracked.
That's a bummer. Does it function?
It is. Yeah, it works fine. And it's not like a big crack. I take a picture for you, but I can't because it's on my iPhone.
Well, you can do it with your iPad.
Oh, that's a good idea. first world problems. But yeah, it's a sad thing, you know. But I guess I'll just have to get the new iPhone 7 when it comes out.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's not that long. Probably in September.
Yeah, only I have something to look forward to. anyways, okay, word of the week is, man, what could it be? Maybe, afterlife? Is that...
I like it.
Is that one word?
Yeah, afterlife.
It's a compound word.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good.
All right.
So there you have afterlife.
Okay. All right, thank you guys for listening. If you happen to not listen to episode 132, do go back and check that. It will be in the feed if you're listening to this one. And we'll be back again later this week, probably on Thursday, with another episode. So, see you guys then.